Fire this dawn gutted about 10 shops at Alaju near the Merciful Hotel in Accra. The fire, which started just after midnight, destroyed properties running into millions of cedis. The affected properties include a drinking pub, some hair salons, a house, a vulcanizing shop. Speaking to Radio Ghana at the scene, a station officer at the Ghana National Fire Service, Seth Otu, said due to the combustible nature of the items in the vulcanizing shop, they had to call for reinforcement before finally controlling the fire. A report by Antoinette Abba.
Residents gathered in twos and threes as they discussed what might have caused the fire. An eyewitness who pleaded anonymity said the fire started from the vulcanizing shop around 12:30 a.m. Distress calls were made to the fire service, but they arrived at the scene almost an hour later.
The fire started around 12:30, but the fire service arrived late, around 1:20 a.m. Everything in the shop got burnt. They did not even salvage an item.
But the station officer Seth Otu refuted the allegations. He said the cause of the fire was not yet known, but the service will soon launch an investigation into it.
We are in our station. Before we came, all the places were alike. It comprises a Thai shop, a drinking spot, then two containers. Also, we've attended some saloon and some stores. So we came in sweat alike and attacked with the electrical pole. Ours would suggest to put it off. At present, well, the cause of the fire, we don't know. Because it's not a small fire. So it's like more or less a big fire. Nobody will blame us for not coming early. Where were they before? The time we came, nobody is around before we came and made the fire. I'm on the fire scene before they all came. So me and them, who will tell his brother that he didn't come early? So you can imagine, the thing started earlier before they called. So that is how we were able to combat the whole thing and bring it under control at this time that we are talking.
Meanwhile, officials from the Electricity Company of Ghana were at the scene to disconnect all electrical wirings to prevent the fire from escalating. Also, police officers were around to prevent those who wanted to take advantage of the fire to loot property.
Antoinette Abbas report.